last man, a tribute to Merciless, the great, the icon. Morning Detour, kick it away.
You gotta manage your emotions. You must manage your emotions. You gotta master the art of taking the L. Cause being the boss, you're gonna lose, you're gonna win.
That bounce right here. Come on now. Time to move on. Time to be strong. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. That's what
someone
I need.
Someone to truly understand, yeah. How to treat a man.
Come on, that's what you need. Girl, you made me believe again. If you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples. Potential wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into. Life I've been through. And how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me. G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me. Die with me. White beach sands, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life. Yeah, take that. Come on.
You gotta manage your emotions. You must manage your emotions. You gotta master the art of taking the L. Cause boss, you gonna lose, you gonna win.
Dream chasers, shut up, set eyes, set chest. Мы любим деньги, мы любим жизнь, мы любим dream chasers. Мы доверяем только dream.
See, nigga, we already had the bag. Now we just trying to run through the bag, triple up. Just make these niggas mad. What we talking? I got the key to the streets. I got the key to the safe. He wanna see what I'm selling. I put a key in his face. I just got back from the dealer. I got the key to the rave. I got the key to the Billy truck. When I leave the booth, I'ma pick it up. Gang. When I'm in my hood, bitch, I do what I wanna. 250 us in the corner. You better get busy. You running up on it, no rat. Play my nigga, you know you a goner. Play my nigga, you know they gon' miss you. These niggas be hating the fuckers, they issue, they mad. Oh, damn, busting it down, my real ones. They kill each other for little ones. We tryna set up the little ones. Loyalty, anything matter to me. We bout to bust some millions. Niggas is ready, civilians. We the type never can feel them. Wait, walking in blood when I step in it. I'm running P and I'm reppin' it. Seen it with me, that's a definite. Seen it with me, I was bustin' it. I write her name, put a check on it.
Chaque jour je me réveille. Nouveau texte du nana. La vie c'est une merveille. Les petits disent pas ça. La daronne me chicane. Il ne dit rien papa. Encore toi la iman. Je m'en fous ton blabla. Je m'emballe de ton avis sur ma vie. Allez mou. T'as pas idée déjà. T'as pas idée de ma route. T'as pas idée que ça. T'as pas idée que ça coûte.
t'as pas idée, allez, allez, t'as pas idée déjà, t'as pas idée de ma route, t'as pas idée que ça, t'as pas idée que ça coûte, t'as pas idée que quoi, t'as pas idée de la doute, t'as pas idée, t'as pas idée, t'as pas idée, allez, move, 6h du matin, froid comme un sapin, encore une.
If I know he did it, I give him a grin. If I know she with it, I give her a glimpse. I be busting moves, I don't gotta flinch. Baby, I'm a boss, I can pay your rent. Huh, I'm OC, not OT.
Nah.
I be hyping myself in the mirror like, go me. Look, huh, he said he travel, no he don't. Stay to stay, that's all he know. I'm on Paris by the Rolly Stove. Like the Gucci slides with the open toes.
Like the Gucci slides with the open toes.
Yeah, look. Nigga from here on, 100,000 to clear songs.
Yeah.
Nigga Davi stare on.
Bow.
I've been in London for bare long.
Yeah.
Boy, this is Fabi in rare form. I might do the nights for a year long. All of this diamonds get on. Can't sit at the table, your chair gone.
I got a rich bitch.
And she like rich shit.
She
will pay 20,000 for a trip just to take a fit pic.
Yeah.
If she get it online, she get dismissed.
Yeah.
If he come out his mouth, his lips split. Bow. Nigga, what you ain't hit me on big trip? Me on big trip?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through the night. I feel better under the light. You look like a storm in disguise. I can see the star in your eyes. If it's loving that you gave, how'd I die? I feel like I gave you my life. Promise I'ma put up a fight. Yeah. I can see the star in your eyes. So many nights I done walked through the lane. Now the damn thing changed and the number's still the same. I'm too far away for a good time. And you're always ready when the mood's right. Girl, I see you just to kill him in a suit and tie. So seductive, suck me in, it feels like suicide. I got a box full of gold, it don't glitter. Do imagine if I made it bigger. I'm just trying to get through the night. Like a storm in disguise. I can see the stuff, can see the stuff.
Yes.
I'm just trying to
Montreal, my city. 7:07 in the morning, the number one morning show in the country, the Morning Detour. This that new Trey Lamont. Boy, the boy can sing, man. Hey,
if it's loving that you gave out, I die.
I want to see that shimmer in her eye, Lambo. I want to see her grin at me. Summer's done. Cuffing season is upon us. It's the Morning Detour. Boy, this boy needs a deal like yesterday. Oh, boy. You tell me Trey Lamar don't sound as good as Gallant. This that seductive music. We early. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Trey Lamar.
I'm just trying to get through the night. I feel better under the light. You look like a storm in disguise. I can see the star in your eyes.
What is this? Guitar is sounding vicious. Mind on my money, mind all on my money business. Of course I ain't a rookie. Take my
yeah, man, you gotta start putting some respect on sales right here. HLR, this that music, baby. Listen, man, you know, Montreal, my city. We got great artists in the city. You know the Morning Detour got you. Number one urban hip-hop morning show in the country. Weezy, Lambo, let's go.
Got it on the instant, no stopping me. 33 ain't all, I'm digging gold, still on no property. Marvel with the flow, I got a glow, that's why they copy me. I'm philosophical, I gotta grow what's in the heart of me. I done came a long way, I see another side of me. From standing in the hallways, you gotta know I'm proud of me. Been pushing through them long days, them long days. All them long ways, I still know I'm proud of me. And I can't change the past, but don't you pass on change before you pass away. I do believe, either way, we gon' find a way. That's why I'm here, for a better fight. But I'm still stuck in my ways, no complaints. I done did enough, struggling my days, but I'm here. What is this? Guitar is sounding vicious. Mind on my money, mind all on my money business. Of course I ain't a rookie, take my plate, go do the dishes. Hands all in my jaw, hands all in, don't touch my biscuits.
Don't. yeah, yeah. Thought you were humble, now you fill his shoes with your crown of thorns and encrusted jewels. Those Tiffany diamonds have made you unwise. Are you implying Jesus chooses death over life?
More and more drop music this morning. Champagne, Maine. Oh, Vanity Boy. We love it. We love it. You know, we're doing too much orange this morning. We're mixing up DJ Maddie in the ones and twos. Let's go.
You liar, you schemer, you blasphemous dreamer, defiler, deceiver, ay, 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 ay.
It's about to get real in here.
Oh, you king of spin, do you suggest a notion that Jesus Christ today co-signs abortions? You pull it, surprise, your value disproportionate. I guess that fame you track has got you out of focus. I say woe to your vanity. I say woe to your vanity. You liar, you schemer, you blasphemous dreamer, defiler, deceiver. Ay, ay. The truth and the life.
He is the way.
He is the way. The truth and the life.
He is the way.
The truth and the life.
He is the way.
He is the way. The truth and the life. God won't be mocked.
Gonna drive me crazy, crazy. I've been through a lot of shade.
Listen, Maddie, you have people in their feelings early this morning. They gotta call up Regine or Khan Booba. Boy, that boy Sales, boy, he know how to talk to the ladies. Trust me, Sales will tell you uncomfortable stuff nice and easy. He's the best bad news person ever. Hey, chill out, baby. The big homie Sales. Munch, y'all be proud. You know how we're doing things. The morning detour.
Please let you know. Please let you know. Please let you know. See how much you ride since I met you, things been stable. Help you through your storm and now we warm. I got you covered. You know what's going on. We moving on the way we should've. Now we focus on each other. You my pride, see you my baby. Let me come be your provider, give you a baby. Baby, I know you love me, let you drive you crazy. Every day putting at work, no one here is lazy, lazy. Deep thoughts, we connect, the frequency is on a different wave. It amazed me, amazing, how I'm here to stay. Wasn't looking for love, but it hit me like a fadeaway. Practice made us a drug, addicted, talking day to day. You broke the hinges off the door, that unexpected. Went for what you want, got what you want, and I respect it. You got that inbox, it's only right that you stepped in. Fresh pair, never disrespected, checked it. 'Cause if we live and we really gotta choose a way. You go.
He let you go.
Cause if it's real, then we only gotta do this one way. Please let you know. Please let you know.
Mommy bad enough, I let her fly it. Keep a pistol in her glove compartment. In attendant Rolls Royce, spilling Kush crumbs, sipping gin and OJ. Single pull up in the Porsche, looking more free than a new divorcee. We ain't gotta go overseas, I can walk you around through the LB. I can teach you how to fly it, as long as I'm the first one to ride it. Baby, when we get to soaring, flying over California, cinematic movie score, pack your bags and get on board. We can go to places abroad, think about a getaway with the dog. We ain't even gotta leave the resort, you can roll another please if you want.
It's a movie, it's a pilot, got a private, help me fly it. Got a private, help me fly it. It's a good strap, it's exotic, it's a hybrid, you should try it. It's a movie, it's a pilot, it's a private, you should fly it. Got a good strap, I supply it. It's exotic, it's a hybrid, it's a movie, it's a pilot, it's a private, you should fly it. Got a good strap, you should try it. It's exotic, it's a hybrid. Girl, I got some good news. Can I run it by you?
Mommy pilot, nice enough to fly you. Comfort level, Stella, baby, how you? Got so lucky when I found you. How you rep me, girl, you make me proud, bro. When we fuck, you got me screaming loud, too. What it do? Laughing at me, girl, I will allow you. Baby girl, I'm sorry, learned it from my mommy. After her, who else I'm gonna bow to? Together, look, we lit up, look, we lit up, look, we lit up.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 94.3 FM.
We fired up this morning, Montreal, my city. 7:16 in the morning. I hear it's back to school time. If you haven't got your outfit on, these kids don't even know how to do things anymore. Mm-hmm. I remember going back to school. I remember the first day of high school. Mm-hmm. I had my outfit laid out 2 weeks early.
Yep.
From the shoes to the socks, even my vest and my brief. And I know a lot of people don't call it a vest, but I'm real West Indian. We'll call it a vest. Not no mesh joint. And by the way, my best friend, Alex Grant, he's the mesh king. Anybody see that Jamaican mesh with all the colors? He had all the colors. I said, I didn't even know they made it in maroon. It's back to school season. We are in a time warp. This mm-hmm. has been the fastest year ever. Moon Chaser, Lambo. You know how she does things. She is the featured presentation. She is the Nigerian princess. She has the beautiful, eco-sustainable swimwear company called Woosa. It will be coming out in a couple weeks or so. I am your humble host, Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. And let me tell you something. Come down to DG Kicks, boy. Yeah. The boy got all the fire. Shout out to the boy, Shondell. DGKicks.com. If you want to come down in person and be around mm-hmm. the shoes, we have some of them in the back. If you catch us on YouTube and Facebook, we appreciate you. This is the best morning show in the country.
That's
we
right.
do urban music. We do everything. Oh, we open up with Irv Gotti, but hold on a second. I still want to plug these shoes, man. Yo, Shonda did have you color of ones. If you're looking for dunks, mm-hmm. it's here. If you're looking for dunks, it's here. Now, I wasn't going to start the show until my niece Angelica talked, but she was being bougie this morning, so that's how things are going. And just for that, Angelica, you will not get a shout-out on your birthday. So I'm starting a GoFundMe this morning. I am trying to purchase these Jordans from Shondell because, you know, when your friend has a sneaker store, Lambo, you got to feel, I can't get everything, but I get first look at things, right? I'm a need. I call. Okay.
Watching on YouTube, like, take my money.
Okay.
These are the ones that I want.
Okay,
take my money.
The Morning Detour is turned into the shopping network. Okay, so we have item here, 182. The number below. If you call within the first 2 minutes, you'll get 30% off. And we also have a new deal now. You can pay this off in 5 installments.
There you go.
It's the Weezy Shopping Network, powered by Woosa.
There you go.
2022 circa. It's that new joint right here. So,
you can keep these beside me.
We are. No, put it over here. So we are in a time loop. Summer's done already over the weekend. Life of the party. They said it was the greatest party of the summer.
Oh.
Kevin Crown, Young Chow, Noah Power. We have an amazing interview with Noah Power and Young Chow. It'll be released next week.
Those guys were amazing.
It's the best 30 minutes of life, I'll tell you, boy. Yo, New York celebrity DJ guys are the worst guys in the world. Oh, man. Best stories,
best
of course.
And worst.
Of course, I want you guys to understand this is for a mature audience. This is a mature morning show.
That's right.
The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon Chaser and Lambo is solely that of them and does not reflect upon the McGill University and the CKUT radio station. And with that said, we're going to turn it up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me pay some bills. Yo, listen, man, shout out to Crystal Lake, man. Shout out to New Jersey. I see New York hitting me up. Everybody's hyped up this morning.
Yeah.
It is back to school time. I want all the kids off the road. They didn't want to play outside. What am I saying? I'm lying. How you doing this morning, Lambo?
I'm good. I just want the kids back in school so I can have some me time.
Listen, man. Oh, boy. We have a big, big, big show. Three amazing guests this morning. So we have Cunny Ross, Nova Scotia's in the building. Family over fame, entrepreneur, fashion designer. So he'll be coming up around 8:30.
Nice.
We have Agape Jesses. She's award-winning change maker, national and international commentator and speaker regarding anti-black racism, workforce development, and youth engagement. She's executive director of the CEE Center for Youth Black Professionals right out of Toronto. They're planning a Montreal expansion, and God knows we need it, boy.
Well, we
so they've teamed up with Desta and many others. So that's going to be an amazing interview. She's really, really dope. We also have Miriam Ferreira. She's the owner of the clothing brand Incognito, MTL. They're hosting an event to help kids get back to school supplies. That'll be on August 27th. And we have a lot of events going on, too, man. We got Black in Film. We got Festival Afro Monde. We got B-Ball Barbecue, Community Restoration. We have Regulators Barbecue. So we'll mention all that as we go through all the show. I think we got some giveaways after 8 o'clock. I'm not quite sure. All I want to know this morning, Montreal, the more details kind of tough because we're like a multi-generational show. But I gotta talk to my young cats a little bit.
We got to.
I'm gonna go into the AI in a minute. But can we talk about Irv Gotti?
Yes, we can.
Can we talk about Irv Gotti? So if you guys don't know, for the last little while, I think Irv Gotti has there's a Murder Inc. documentary about to come out.
Yep.
And so he's been doing the rounds. I think it was on Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. I may be wrong, Sales. And he was talking, and he keeps talking about Ashanti. So if you're new to this, Irv Gotti had a thing for Ashanti. He did put her on into the game.
He did.
And he had a thing for Ashanti. The last story I heard is when I think they're in the studio. Mm-hmm. He said he dropped her back home, and he was at the door, and he just went and kissed her and squeezed up on her. He said, "Oomph." Listen. My friend Anasa, I know she's gonna kill me. My friend Anasa, if you guys know Sessa in Montreal, Sessa look like Ashanti. I know what it's like to like a Ashanti lookalike and not have those feelings reciprocated. I was curled up in my room for a minute, lost it to Jason Rodney and Keyshawn and them. I mean, I've been on an anti-light skin war for a minute. I was like the Pretty Boy Crusader. I was like the anti-Pretty Boy Crusader for a long time. I know I can sympathize with Irv Gotti. But everybody's killing him online, like, as if, like, is he saying too much, Lambo? You know, should he not? Because, you know, I see women go on the red table. They talk about past relationships.
Yeah, they do.
So I guess this is, like, one of those double standards that's, like, negative towards men. Like, if you were previously with a woman, you can't really talk about it on social media or publicly. Because then you come off a little bit corny, right?
Yeah, you do come off corny.
But he's hurt, though.
I understand he's hurt.
Is there a way for Irv Gotti to express that, hey, listen, I really liked Ashanti. It didn't go all down the way I wanted to go. But, man, I missed that body. And I was blindsided by Nelly popping up with her at the basketball game. Listen, I hate to lose a girl. It's Nelly. There's no way in the world where they play it's getting hot in here and it's not a vibe. How do you not get excited? It's like when Pharrell plays Happy.
Yeah.
There's certain songs that just touch your soul. Yeah, and that's why they say music is special. Because it resides in you. It's getting hot in here. Come on, man. Come on. Them dudes are hiding their face before the mask. The set lunatics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are so good. We don't even need to show you our face. That's how much vibes we have. Goddamn.
No, I feel for Irv because you know what? He's talking about something. Usually women will talk about something, but it's different. I guess I can say it shouldn't be a double standard, but it's different because, I mean, he's trying to be open and honest about what happened and his feelings, but at the same time, he comes across corny because the feelings are not being reciprocated. So then you kind of look stupid.
But you know, okay, yeah, it wasn't reciprocated in the moment, but also, more importantly now, he's bringing up old work. Like that's old stuff. Like, me and my whole thing is that if you're going to bring up something, it should have a purpose to it.
Exactly.
You know, if we're just shooting shit, but you're on national shows, you're on big shows, you're on big platforms.
Yeah.
You know, you have a series of documentary coming out, let's plug that. Mm-hmm. Heard over Ashanti, and Ashanti's the best. Ashanti ain't said nothing.
No.
Ashanti, she gonna have to say something, though.
She will
eventually. She gotta say, give me...
But she may not. She may not. Because you know what? At the end of the day, she doesn't have to say anything because of the fact that...
Don't get me in trouble, Lambo. Lambo's like, we're just trying to force the women to...
No, she don't have to say nothing. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. And it's always like that. When a guy cannot, especially he has the money or he thinks he has the looks, he thinks he got it all. And then that one woman that he can't get because he thinks he can, because he can have everybody else, or he thinks he can have everybody else, that's what's hurting him.
Yeah.
It's his ego.
I read some of the comments. I'm going to get off this real quick. I read some of the comments, and one said, yo, we've never seen him be this passionate talking about his wife. One thing I know about being in the public eye, you got to watch how you move.
Yep.
When the camera is red. 100%. Okay, but see, this is what happens. So y'all want to get caught up over Ashanti, and, you know, half of you rappers just want to focus on your brand. You guys don't want to rap no more.
Yeah.
I thought Rihanna was a rapper or a singer for a while, and then she decided, you know, listen, I'm going to get all this Fendi money, and I'm good. So
pretty much.
It's been a common topic on the Joe Budden podcast that rappers don't want to rap.
Yeah.
And look what happened. This one was like, oh, no, you like Joe. I said, yo, he's a soothsayer. Joe said this 2 weeks ago, and look what Capitol Records did. Mm-hmm. I told y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think when you guys watched iRobot? I couldn't have been the only one. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been the only one. So when it came out with the Tupac hologram, you guys wasn't startled?
No, I
couldn't
have been the only one. I was startled.
It couldn't just be me. Mm-mm. I saw this coming.
No, this was coming.
You guys, when the record labels start taking out insurance debt policy on the rappers most recently, that wasn't a clue to you?
There, you know what the other clue to me was? Besides the fact, like, we're looking at AI now, where it's going to AI, right?
Mm.
Going into this rapper, you know that before this, there were two, they're like the most famous virtual black models in the world, and they were created by a white man. Two black virtual AI, and I'm like, what is this world coming to?
This was coming to. I'm going to start the virtual police. We're going to start the virtual police. No. Just hear me out, Montreal.
We need to.
If we're going to get into this virtual landscape, which we are,
mm-hmm.
I think black people should create all the virtual black actors.
100%. 100%.
No one said that yet. 100%. No one said black people should create the virtual characters. I just, you know.
But you know what's happening. You know what's happening. Creating this rapper.
Okay, so other people know. So if you guys don't know, Capitol Records severed ties with FN Mecca. First of all, his name is, like, wild. FM Mecca, an AI-generated virtual rapper over stereotypes, lack of black creative involvement. Mm. So not long after announcing that the Capitol label had signed a computer-generated rapper dubbed FM Mecca. If I went too fast for y'all, Capitol Records signed a virtual rapper called FM Mecca, and he's saying the N-words, and he's not black.
Yeah, but he's also, his team isn't black either.
Yeah.
Understand, he's not and his team is not, and he's dropping the N-word. This is what's happening now. White people, see, this is what they want to do. They want to be able to say the N-word. They want to find a way to, so badly, they're so pressed.
Do you, yo, listen, you read my mind so this morning. Bad. That was my take I had on that. Why are they so pressed to say that? Why do non-black people want to say the N-word so much?
You know what's happening?
It's your fault. We make, us as black people, as I said, we make saying, because we say it in our verbiage amongst each other, because, you know, we took back the power, we made it look too cool. It's our own mysticism. We made saying the N-word too cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, why, like I was talking about the virtual models, two black famous models, they're like African, and they're dark-skinned, they're created by a white team.
You guys sent me the link to
that. And I am so irritated and just pressed about that, because we're allowing white people, once again, to create things and take money from us. Why? We need to have the virtual police. We need to have AI police.
Virtual police.
Owned by black folks, that stops this kind of buffoonery.
No. The virtual police, you know, it's going to be a wide spectrum, but in the virtual police, only black people can do the virtual black characters.
100%. Why are white people still making money on our backs? And then using the N-word just because they want to say it so bad.
It's virtual, it's not a real person.
I wish the creators, you know what? I call out the creators to come out and use the N-word public, because that's what they're doing. They're using their character and they're saying it. Because who's doing the voice? Who's doing the voice of the character? Somebody has to do a voice.
That's a good point.
Somebody has to do the voice.
Where was the voice of reason for the black kid of the Little League? I don't know if you guys saw this one. So there's a clip of a black Little Leaguer covered in cotton-like material sparks outrage. Now, first of all, when I saw this, not the action itself, I was excited that it was a black kid of the Little League, because in the States, Little League is a big deal.
It's huge.
It comes on ESPN, too.
Yeah,
the Little League, like national series, it's a big deal. You know what I mean? You know, I should play a little bit of baseball. I have a nice little swing. I was watching that Ken Griffey the other day. A little documentary. I wanted my little cross airing, looking like Jordan. So I was excited. Oh, my God. This young black kid's at the Little League thing. Girl. So an incident involving Little League players that was shown on ESPN produced a strong reaction amongst a number of observers online Monday as it went viral. So the scene showed a young black player sitting with a blank expression as white teammates affixed a cotton-like substance to his hair. No, it wasn't a cotton-like substance. It was cotton. So let me play this out for you guys. So the little black kid is sitting down. There's a whole bunch of white kids. And there's a black... I saw some black hands in there, too.
Couldn't be my child.
And they're putting... Okay, I'm gonna let you go. And they're putting cotton in the hair. They could have put Twizzlers. Mm-hmm. They could have put popcorn.
Balloons.
We could have got Skittles. Even though Skittles is bad for you now, it's like texture hydride in there. It's fucking killing. They could have put balloons.
Balloons are
and
cute.
The kid is sitting on there. And I'm like, is he numb? I'm like, is this Get Out? Like, what's going on? Like,
blink, SOS.
I'm confused. I'm gonna let you go in a second. And all that to say is that you guys know when you associate black people and cotton, what the vibe is. So the tummy is just joke. Cause you know, you and I was talking off air a couple of days ago. You know, I have black conservative friends that tell me, hey, listen, some of us black brothers, we complain too much. It's just a joke, bro. It's just a joke, bro. No, I said, I don't know. How do you guys feel about, like, I'm still sideways about Trudeau with the black face. I get the jokes. You know, I understand a theme party. The black kid sat down, unamused, uninterested, unengaged. As they put kind of like, where's the joke in that?
There's no joke.
Talk to me.
Let's
you're a parent.
Go back.
Had it been your kid, King Constantine.
Well, no, first of all, it wouldn't be my kids because I raised them right. Yeah, because I raised them right, number one. It's all how you raise your kids, okay? Because my kid wouldn't have been doing that. So we're going to go back to talking about jokes. And we had this conversation because, and I'm going to say it because I have a half brother who's whitewashed. Okay. And
damn, girl.
He knows. I call
damn,
him.
Girl.
I don't care. He
I know.
Knows.
It's
I call
urban
him out. Okay. It's my whitewashed black friends. And you all can call me. You know how I am. I keep it real all the time. Because how is this a joke? Okay. I have a grandmother and a great grandmother, God rest her soul, my great grandmother, who told me the whole era of our family down south, which we were from the slaves that came from Africa and came to the United States, because I have a lot of family that lives down south. So we talk about cotton picking. Let's go
it's
back
hard
to the
job.
Spirituals.
It's a hard job.
It was a hard job done by slaves. My great-grandmother and her grandmother were cotton pickers because my grandmother told me the story. So did my great-grandmother when I was 10 years old. So when we see something like this happening, it's an insult. Cotton-like substance? No, it was cotton. And that little black child that did it, I hope their parents really sat them down. Because let me tell you something, that is wrong, beyond wrong. That child looked, that's a form of abuse. I'm sorry. That is a form of abuse. It's putting that child down.
Yeah.
That degrades and diminishes that child's self-esteem. Listen, don't get me started with the mental health.
Don't get me started.
Somebody, you taking that call.
What's going on, brother?
I just can't believe that in this era, this is what kids are doing.
Hold on. I'll put you on
here.
Yeah,
put you on. Go ahead.
Hold on. Don't tell me.
Tell me.
Go on, brother.
Tell homegirl that wife I love her. You know why? We have to call out the wiggers them.
Because
sell out. We're going to call out the wiggers them. We're going to call them out because they forget where the freedom came for. We fought for the freedom.
Exactly.
Now they want to be wiggers. No, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
There was a black kid's hand in there. There was a black, and if you watch the video, probably he looks hesitant. You know, you're trying to creep into your mom's kitchen, and she told you don't touch that fried chicken no more. He looked hesitant, brother.
He did.
They put cotton in the kids here, and it's on ESPN. Yo, this is crazy. This is crazy, man. This is crazy, man.
But I will call them out.
Thank you to that caller. See, look at that Lambo. You galvanized them so much, they had to call in.
Yes, because it's the truth.
Okay, let me give you some more truth. So, former Louisville detective pleads guilty to federal charges in Breonna Taylor case. Now, this is really crazy, too, because a former Louisville detective pleaded guilty in federal court Tuesday to conspiring to falsify an affidavit for a warrant to search Breonna Taylor's home. So, the whole fact that they went to Breonna Taylor's home was based on false information.
Yeah.
So obviously you're going to blame the guy that's being charged right now for creating the false information. Mm-hmm. But how much emphasis on the blame do you put on the officers that executed that warrant? Mm-hmm. How are they supposed to know it wasn't obtained in the right way?
Yeah.
Do you put some form of blame on the officers that just did their job, per se? I'm not saying killing Breonna Taylor was the job, but going to the house and executing the warrant.
I think everybody who had their hands in it should... Listen, there should be consequences for each person that had dealt with these documents.
I didn't know that affidavit wasn't good. I thought John had the thing lined up. He came, he got the stamp, the judge signed off on it, the chief said it was good, we went in.
Yeah, but then you went in, and then you went with, like, blazing. Blazing. Who does that?
Wait.
Even pressed again. Pressed again. Pressed again. People, see, pressed again. They can't be us. They want to be us, so they will kill us.
Can a police officer call the show? I'd like to know, where on your body do you guys keep the taser? Because it seems like y'all, it's missing in action.
It's always missing in action.
Can we subdue somebody? Okay, let's talk about subduing. If y'all thought we were just bipartisan up here, we look out for white people too, because it's about humanity and not race. Race is a social construct that was built to divide us.
100%.
So, hope they burn. Family outrage over man's horrific police beating in Arkansas. I don't know if you saw this video, because at first you couldn't see who was getting beat down. And someone put one of the videos, someone said, it is not a black person, so you can move on. But I'm about people. I'm about human beings. I don't care about race. I don't care about color, socioeconomic status, gender, all that shit. If you're a person, we're human beings on this earth, we should have a certain level of civility amongst ourselves. So, on Sunday morning, a witness captured a shocking footage of Worcester being violently arrested outside a convenience store. Always in front of a convenience store. That's where they killed George Floyd. In Mulberry, Arkansas, by two sheriff deputies and a police officer. Since then, the video, which has posted to social media by the bystander sister, has gotten more than 7.2 million views on Twitter. Yo, if you guys see this video, they put a beating on the man. See, you saw that video?
They
put the work on the man.
They
put the work on the man, huh? Yo, these guys are punching like they're punching a plastic bag. These guys are going in like the nigga. Yo, he sold all their money. Like the man knew the police chief's wife intimately. Like, these guys are angry.
That's why a lot of people thought he was black. But you know what? My mother brought up something interesting. When she saw his video, she's like, he looks like he's mixed. So he was just maybe black enough. You never know. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be based on race. It should be based on the simple fact of humanity. What I don't understand, there's somebody that was recording the show. Recording everything happened to this young man. And at the end of the day, we have an issue here that people, yes, they're recording to be able to share on social media so that we see it. But why is nobody trying to step in or trying to call more police? Because I personally believe you have, in anything, you have good cops, you have bad cops. In anything, you have clean and you have dirty. So why not even just try? But I don't see anybody trying. People are just watching people die or get beaten brutally.
Just like that time.
Where's humanity?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah, man. Boy,
black, white, purple, I don't care who you are. Where's humanity, basic humanity, to pick up the phone or to say something? I mean, I brought it up to you. I said, me going through domestic abuse, I remember being in New York. My ex was 6'9", big.
Some
I was
big
smaller.
Guy.
And he punched me straight square in the face and knocked me out. And nobody did anything. Again, people are just watching. And now people are filming it and uploading it. But what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing? Come on.
It's all about the likes, man. It's all about the likes. You know we're in a crazy place where they've been being up on white people that look black. That's what I understand. Like, listen, I know a lot of us in black community. I know some of us don't get along. I know some of us don't like each other. Mm-hmm. But we have to get to a point where it's like, yo, bro, there's an active campaign.
Yeah.
On all levels.
Yeah.
We have to make bread a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's an active campaign. They killed us. Like, I still wake, yo, I have anxiety. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day. I'm still thinking about, was it Philando Castile? Mm-hmm. The guy that was in the car with his kids and got shot.
Yep.
Yo, that's mind-boggling.
Yep.
Me and my brother was in New York when they killed Sean Bell. The black dude coming from his bachelor party, they gave him 37 shots. I remember that, man. I was over there in Utica, man. We're really about this culture, man. It's not just talk. Okay, let's talk about Alabama then, if you want to get, you know, they just extended Saban's contract. Boy, it's a mixy show. I know about a lot of shit. I keep it moving. It's like First Take and CNN all rolled into one.
Yep.
So local law prevented an Alabama town from firing two cops, so they dissolved the police department instead. Good for you, Alabama.
Good
for you. So when officials in one Alabama town realized local law prevented them from firing two police officers, they dissolved their entire police department instead. So last Thursday, the small town of Vincent, I'll be going to Vincent, guys, a hamlet outside Birmingham, Alabama, with a population of just under 2,000. Mm. Okay, it's only under 2,000 people. That's not even DG. So decided to abolish its police department. The department, which employed 3 officers in total, which was disbanded following a June incident. I want you guys to watch this. Now I remember why I put this here. So it's a June incident that uncovered the exchange of racist text messages sent by at least one Vincent police officer. This is really crazy. So in the messages, one officer who remains unidentified. Why is he unidentified? There's only 2,000 people in the town.
Exactly.
They literally think we're stupid. Like, I'm talking to the black community. Like, they literally think we're stupid. They literally think that we can't read between the lines. They literally think, like, quite a skeptic. And, you know, we have a guy be coming on later on the show.
Yeah.
You know, the individual that's in higher education the most is the black woman in Canada, according to Stats Canada. Yeah. Don't. Mm-hmm. I did my research. Stack Ant said it.
Yep.
Black women are in higher education more than everybody.
Yep, 100%. Yep.
Everybody. So, you want to hear some of the messages?
Let's go.
So, this is one of the messages. These are police officers in Vincent, Alabama, are sending amongst each other. So one text message said, "What do you call a pregnant slave?" Yeah, these questions are wild. To which the respondent replied with a string of question marks, "BOGO, buy one, get one free." Texted the officer in response.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I keep telling you about purpose and intent. What's the point of this?
No, there's no point. See, that's what I'm saying. They're
pressed. They're really focused on us. They're really focused on us.
It's look at it. We're good. Let's be honest, okay? Okay, I'm gonna mention something, okay?
Oh, she gonna mention something. Let me put the ringer on. You gonna have them calling up this morning.
We are good at everything we do, down to ice skating, okay? Even that young brother that
you've been on the show.
Yeah. He's Russian. Здравствуйте to all my Russian people, but I'm just saying that
Russia blocked one of my posts.
They would. Ukraine won't, but Russia will right now. But no, we're good at everything we do. We're good at basketball, we're good at baseball, we're good at hockey, we're good at skating, we're good at track, we're good at music, we're just good at everything.
We even took tennis and golf.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're pressed.
You know, there's a conversation about Tiger. We don't have enough time this morning. But you know they're real vexed about Tiger, huh?
Oh yeah.
Tiger was in, huh?
I know.
Tiger was at the house. Mm-hmm. We had Tiger in our home. Yo, you're still black.
He messed up, though.
Who are they really more mad at? Like when you look at the whole Tiger Woods situation with all the women and stuff like that, like, is it more alarming that the white people thought that he wasn't really a man's them? Mm. Or are you more alarmed that, like, your Tiger hid this the whole time? I find all these questions. I'm more mad that Tiger hid his Brooklyn in him.
Yeah.
Tiger had all the Cathy's from Denny's. Me and Sis had all the girls from IHOP. Yo, when you pull up at the house, I want all the buttermilk pancakes with the Hawaiian punch. You don't think it's set up.
So he had a sex addiction. There you go, boom.
It's not addiction, man. Him and Eric Benet. Lambo, I feel like you've met Eric Benet before. I feel like you and Eric Benet are friends.
I know his wife. I'm friends with his wife.
I feel like you're Eric Benet. I feel like you're Eric Benet enthusiast. I know we are going to Atlanta in October. I just want to put this out real early. A lot of segues this morning. Me and the boys from Rhythm and Brunch, we are going to do a Halloween party. It's going to be dressed up. I'm going to host the whole thing all the way down. I talked to Ricky that night. He's doing Glow on the Saturday. So we might have to do this thing on the Sunday. I don't want no smoke with Ricky. I don't want smoke. Boy, life of the party was great. So, boy, mom calling. You know, we get them riled up. She's like, I haven't heard about Kanye and LeBron in a while. So, real quick. No, we have a couple more stuff. Dennis Rodman is one of the most fascinating people we've ever had in black culture.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get confused or blind. Say, you know, one thing we're not good at as black people, we're too easily, what was the word? We're too easily distracted.
Yeah.
We're too easily distracted in the black community. Don't get mad at me. I come from a place of facts and emotions. Mm. People think about the crazy hair. People think about him marrying himself. Yeah, people think about him, the Carmen Electra, the antics, stuff like that. People know, like, I read his book. Mm-hmm. He's one of the hardest working guys. Dennis Rodman, in his words, is like the ugly overachiever. You know what I mean? This is a guy that was going to the fairgrounds, taking sewer systems and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is a guy that was a dirty worker on Detroit, on San Antonio, on Chicago. Yo, look at The Last Dance. Yo, he's not even Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Phil and said, yo, I'm going to need 2 days, fam.
There you go.
And then the guy was at WWF with Hulk Hogan. Yo, Dennis Rodman has literally done everything, and nobody gives him his flowers.
It's true.
He's the only... Yo, the whole world has to go to him to get information on what's going on in North Korea. Yeah. He has a relationship with Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Dennis Rodman.
I know.
Dennis Rodman said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to Russia. Ooh. I'm getting Britney. Let's go put this. I'm getting Britney.
He need to be careful with that one. But he's just crazy enough he can do it.
He goes, I got permission to go to Russia to help that girl. Rodman is special. He's on my top 20 list of people I want to interview if I end this
100%.
Game. Rodman's amazing. I urge everybody to read his book, man. Cultivate a relationship. He's a relationship with, you know, him and Putin is cool. Listen, imagine having a relationship with Putin. That was crazy. Like, if you have the right... You Russian, Lambo, you let me know you connected. Mm-hmm. If you have the right links in the Russian community, do you get the better vodka?
Yeah, you do. You got the better everything. You get the better caviar, the better vodka. You get treated better. That's how it is.
Oh, man. Let me hit you guys with some local stuff here. Maddie, let's cue it up. But OKC Thunder's Lugans Dar launches foundation for Montreal OKC and Arizona youth. Yeah. That's a good look. Lugans Dar. So Quebec NBA player Lugans Dar of the Oklahoma City Thunder announced he's launching the Maison Dar Foundation for underprivileged youth. finally a guy that has a good foundation.
Yep.
I think some people got some, you know, they don't throw a whole bunch of letters. FBG said foundation for youth. Boom, boom, boom. Da-da-da. BIPOC identity. Like, can we? Listen,
this is straight to the point.
One thing we're really good at, too, is black people. We know how to name some shit, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Boy, we'll come up with a campaign, huh? Oh, man. So we're as if, like, Nike ain't built on the back. On the back of black people, but now you're going to listen. We need to get started, man. Don't get me started, man.
Let's not get started.
Nike will say, listen, Jordan got paid, though.
Yeah.
Jordan got paid. It's a $1 billion shoe. Hey, Jordan got paid. So Maison d'Or is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of undeserved youth in Montreal, Oklahoma City, and Central Arizona. In his words, Dor says, these communities have made me the player and person I am today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really important, when, you know, once you ascend to whatever field you're in, to always give back. Because, you know, this journey, you know, nobody does it alone. You know, a lot of people open doors for you.
That's
how we're moving about it. Okay, we're going to play some music.
Mm-hmm.
It's Moon Chaser. It's Lambo.
Yes.
Incognito's coming up a little later. But we're going to play an interview we have with Agape, the CE, you know, building up some Toronto young professionals. Yes. But I think DJ Matty got some new music, so let's do what we do, man. It's Montreal. It's the number one urban morning show in the country. It's the mighty CKT 9.38 FM. We on Fridays. We are live on YouTube and Facebook, Detour 504. And we will be transitioning to Twitch next week, so
That's right. Get with us.
Let me go, DJ Matty.
We don't cast. Last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo. Shayo.
Go bow for the result, though. Nothing to discuss, though. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, though. I'm a me, happy adult, though. I know go feed the girl. I know go feed the girl, he's out, though. I'm a mind as you the talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kebo. Like the Baba Frayo.
In the trap, y'all knows where we at. Try and make these racks, yeah, try and make a bag. If we do it dance, yeah, gotta do it fast. It's money on the way,
give me, give me all the guns. Give me all the guns, give me all the fireworks. Whoever's managing Trey Lamont, we gotta get this thing all the way together. I'm gonna do a concert with Trey Lamont. Trey Lamont's gotta be the truth. What the boy? You already gave me a fire with Trey Lamont. There's more? This the last remix?
Trey Lamont.
Oh!
Not for them boy can't start like me.
Talk to them, Brethren.
Uh-huh.
Montreal, my city, new music, Montreal artists, superstar, Trey Lamont. It's that last remix.
Not for them boy can't start like me.
We on Fridays. Lagos, uh-huh. I see you. Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, let's go.
It's Trey Lamont.
You see, you know a man's a bad man when you can really harmonize his name, huh? Trey Lamont.
DJ Matty in the trap, y'all knows where we at.
Hold on. Pop that thing. You can't. You got to watch certain dudes' sales, huh? You got to watch certain man's. You see how Matty is moving? How Matty have the dub on the remix? How Matty have the remix with the dub? What's Trey Lamont on, fam? What is Trey Lamont on, dog? This is the best ever morning show in the country. I don't know who's better. Toronto can't hold us. Yo, the 6 at 6. Me and Lambo, we want in, baby. We want in. The 6 at 6, we want in. Big interview. We got to go to Toronto. Montreal, my city.
DJ Matty in the trap. Y'all knows where we at. Try and make these racks, yeah. Try and make a bag.
Yeah.
If we do it dance, yeah. Gotta do it fast.
Oh, real fast.
Girl, I gotta do the dash. Busting down something. No, I gotta keep the gas.
Trailer my boy.
In the fly. I see 2 eyes on me, so I'm moving 2 eyes. Ain't gonna lie, girl. I'm so curious like the cat. I want you now. You think I'm out here doing bad. You like this melody. Ain't never going flat. And I heard that you said about your man. Baby, let me spin the block and take your hand.
I had to say bye-bye, oh. To the love of my life. My eye, oh. Don't cry, oh. I need Gibo and Shayo. I need Gibo and Shayo. I need Gibo and Shayo. I need Gibo and Shayo.
Shayo.
Know that
barely survive. I need a shawty right by my side. Wanna hold it down, got a visa, someone to... Yes, shawty, you survive, yeah, yeah. If you with me, then you know that it's a vibe,
yeah. It's about to get real in here.
Yes, shawty, you survive, yeah, yeah. If you with me, then you know that it's a vibe.
I already told you guys already, huh? Seals can talk to the gal them, huh? Seals will tell you one time, huh? Listen, I'm fly, huh? Get with me early. HLR!
Yeah, I need a shawty right by my side.
He tell you exactly what he needs, huh?
Someone to fly. Take you around the world, you my baby, come be my wife.
Let's be honest. Some of these girls, once y'all can't dress, be mad at me. Be mad with me. Some of y'all looking, huh? Was back to school time. Your kid looking better than you. I ain't hold you.
With me, yeah, yeah. Nice, sweet thighs and them legs thick. Nothing on the side, just the main chick. But first you gotta make it. Show me that you with it. Ain't gotta send me pictures naked. You just gotta match all of your actions. The words, how you move, how you slide. We could eat. Will you cheat or have a dude on the side? Would you ride and keep it true? Because I'm used to the lies. Utilize all of the time spent. Know that if we match, we'll spark a fire. But I'm wondering how long it's gonna be lit. And I overthink. I'm a Gemini. Give you two like you could hold a switch. And I got your back and your mind. What you lack, bring to light. You see it clear. Help you find new designs. Cause I'm nothing like your past. Lose your mind. Wanting new, I'm who to find. Help you go, help you glow, help you grow. You in line and you amazing. See us dressed out, glass up to the occasion. So tell me, is it you? I need a shawty right by my side.
Yeah, side. Yeah.
Camouflage arms for sneak approaches. Can't defy eyes, don't keep the focus. Nigga ain't no more punchlines, I keep explosives. Monkey see, monkey do, MC hypnosis. You'll have an army as long as you feed the soldiers. Standing on top of my ops for sneaker poses. Make it to push a few buttons, release the vultures. 20 plane seats with street diplomas. Handle your destiny solo, decrease the middlemen. Wake up, pray and get to it, repeat this shit again. Can my dog go to heaven, and he's considering. I know he's 10 slots under a decent citizen. It's a punk's prime, real ones keep diminishing. Poverty hits hard, knock off your equilibrium. I ain't going nowhere as long as I keep delivering. Ain't no one back out harder to keep from trembling. Yeah. Money bags holding up the ceiling. Anything to do to make a million. Yeah. Can anybody tell me why we building? Think I really care about how you feeling? No. This time around, I'ma make a killing.
Kill
when I'm gone, leave it to my children. Keep his mouth and off, I don't hear him.
No.
Leaving through a mall, power steering.
It's simple, I just gotta catch him on his menstrual. And put the hawk either through his neck or his temple. You get a funeral, nigga, him too.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine the shit I've been through. Uh-uh. Eat what you kill, the street shit is real. Might need new cleats.
Oh boy, this army too, hip hop, baby. The morning detour. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Detour 514. Incognito MTS coming up. Oh, I love that cloud and light. You know how we do things, Montreal.
The death wishes is coming. The left wrist is 100. The best bitches among us.
Best.
Close to who I'm close to. If I don't know you by now, I ain't supposed to.
Nah.
I'm a big stepper.
Yeah.
You a young dancer. Yeah. Smoke with me's only gonna lead to lung cancer.
20 bags holding up the ceiling.
What?
Anything to do to make a million.
Yeah.
Can anybody tell me why we building? Think I really care about how you feeling?
No.
This time around, I'ma make a killing.
Kill him.
If when I'm gone, leave it to my children.
Yeah.
Hear his mouth and know if I don't hear him.
No.
Leaving through a wall, power steering.
Shorty, keep it real, it's better than being perfect.
Yeah.
I pull up in the phone, them shooters and Suburbans.
Listen, man, all we can aim in life is to be perfect, man.
I see what a stick on me like I'm playing hockey.
Yeah, that Frenchie Montana.
They done dragged me through the mud, but
I feel like Lambo and French are best friends.
Hey!
Woo! You know the vibe.
Montreal, my city, big weekend, big weekend.
We need to interview him.
We got barbecues, incognitos doing things, Blacken Films doing things.
Right.
Shout out to the boy Frenchie Montana.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. Regulators Barbecue you coming up. We'll talk about that, all that much more. The Detour.
Do your hood with my mind.
DJ Manny. Guardians of the Galaxy. And you know what? They didn't even ask us to do a special at the CKT Barbecue Sunday. You believe that?
Wow.
You believe that? You believe that, Montreal?
Wow.
They didn't even ask me and DJ Maddie and Lambo to do something on Sunday at the CKT Barbecue. It's okay, though. It's okay, then. We on Fridays. Let's go.
I'm a shooter in my city like KD. Walking through the field like I'm AB. It's not the palace, it's the pit. Walking through your hood Uzi like I'm JT. If you see me with my beanie like a steak peak. Them coke wave boys put the pain in it. Max got 7-5 chinks, put the yay in it.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus. And booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud of
this. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser in here with Labo. Labo, I want to ask you this morning, man. What about the kids? You know, back to school. I know you got some kids.
Yeah.
I was looking at StatCat. We have a big guest coming up. I was looking at StatCat. I don't know if you look at the last numbers. Black women, you guys are more in higher education than everybody.
We are. We really are.
You know what I mean? For those of us that do identify as a minority, you guys already know that there's a gap in institution. You know, there's a lot of discrimination on all different levels of society. Basically, we are held back. You know, the game is geared against us, but there are people out there helping us. So this morning, so this morning, I want to introduce, she's award-winning change maker. She was named 2020 Top Black Woman to Watch in Canada. I didn't even know we had that award. It's only for the black elite. She's also the executive director of the CE Center for Young Black Professionals. I want to introduce to the Morning Detour and welcome Agape Gassese.
Thank you so much for having me. I definitely messed that up. You said it right. You know, I said put some oomph in it. You got it.
Put the oomph.
I'm just going to call you Miss Agape. Is that okay?
Okay, Miss makes me, you know, some of our members call me Miss. I'm like, okay, bro, we're like 7 years apart.
So. I know they intimidate, you know, it's like a respect thing, but I'd like to welcome you to the Morning Detour. Okay, so before we jump into the whole creation of CE Center, how did you kind of get into becoming a commentator, a speaker for anti-Black racism, and being a workforce development and youth engager?
You know what? I feel like I always say, like, when you're talking about Black elite, I'm like, I don't identify as because I really started my career off the backs and the love of just people. I was the young person who really needed support when I was 14. My mother had passed away really suddenly. And so I found myself as an individual having to navigate, like my sister was 4 years older than me. So she was 18, I'm 14. She's looking at me, I'm looking at her like, how are we gonna figure this thing out, you know? And so I really was a huge recipient of like social services and programs, all of those things. So for me, really building this career was off the back of just me joining a program because I was volunteering my time as a young person. And I joined a program that United Way was running called City Leaders. And it was teaching people who were working or volunteering in the social service sector on how to do it better. So from a volunteer standpoint, I was just like, you know, I want to be in this program. When I got there, I saw other professionals in the industry helping people because, you know, as immigrant households, usually people are like, be a lawyer, be a doctor. You know?
Yep.
You're gonna help people, you're not gonna make any money. So that was ingrained in me. So I always thought I had to just do it on the side. But when I entered into that program and met other professionals in the social service sector, I realized, oh, okay, like they're well fed. They look like they're doing well for themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I can also make this a career. So really, it comes from lived experience. Like I come from community and the need, I've been able to see firsthand the impact of a young person being given an opportunity and also being in a circumstance that is so outside of their control. So, you know, I've always just wanted to dedicate my life to being able to support young people like myself.
Oh man, that's the beautiful thing. Because you know the youth now is so much different than how we were when we were younger. You know, yeah. It seems like a lifetime ago. I'm like, I'm gonna be 40 soon. I was like, God damn, things is moving.
You better stop, Weezy, because I'm older than you. You better just stop.
Yo, and you look way better than me. So everything is
stop.
Good.
Everything is good.
So let's talk about the CE Center, right?
Yep.
So on CE Center, you guys have successfully launched 7 industry-specific career training programs, which just off the bat is amazing because we already understand the shortcomings of the current curriculum in the education system. So for you guys to have a center where kids go, especially BIPOC kids could go and say, listen, there's these programs geared to help you guys advance yourself in society, that's a good look. And then over 420 Black youth throughout the program cycle has benefited, 97.8% retention rate. So whatever you guys have going on there at the CE Center is working. And it's engaging and it's saving lives, more importantly, and helping a lot of Black youth across the country. So I heard there's a Montreal expansion on the way.
Yes.
I know you hear that, but just tell us, how did you kind of get involved with the CE Center and what is your current role?
Yeah, so I'm currently the executive director of the organization. The two founders are Shireen Ashman and Kofi Hope. And for those who remember the Summer of the Gun back in 2005, mm-hmm. That was kind of a call to action for the province of Ontario and United Way to come together to create YCF initiatives, so Youth Challenge Fund. And they invested in 24 what they called legacy initiatives. And C is very proud to be one of two of the 24 that are still standing in the city now. And it was really created to invest in communities to address the gun violence situation that is taking place.
What are the type of programs that the CE has for the youth? Because, you know, there's many programs that we have, but it seems like, because I've been following the CE actually for a couple of years now, so I'm very well versed on the things and the things that you've been putting together for young BIPOC individuals. But for people that don't know what the CE does, is just to let them know the type of programs that you offer to the BIPOC community, to the youth.
So I'll just start off right off the bat with our mission. Our mission is to create an economy where Black youth can become financially prosperous, live high quality lives, and contribute to the advancement of Canada.